We did mostly Trump math and GOP math with Anna Palmer of Politico a moment ago, but as we reported, Hillary Clinton has now won nearly 90% of the delegates needed to secure the Democratic nomination. That means Bernie Sanders would need overwhelming wins in the next 9 nominating contests to become the nominee, but that's not an argument for him to give up yet.
We're going to fight all the way to the Philadelphia Convention, and we're going to win as many delegates as we can, and we believe we do have a path toward victory.
Bernie Sanders on ABC's Good Morning America this week. I spoke with a frankly crestfallen-sounding Sanders supporter, the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, Paul Soglin, who says the Democratic Party ignores the Sanders' big ideas at their peril.
Well, there's no question that he lit a fire a year ago in terms of addressing the questions of equality in this country when it comes to economics and justice, that it's something that's been abused for decades now by both Republicans and Democrats who've been focused on a mantra about globalization of the economy without looking at the consequences for everyday Americans.
If Hillary Clinton becomes president and looks at the program and the passionate rhetoric of Bernie Sanders and has to pick one of 3 things that Bernie Sanders has talked about, backing away from globalization, work on a living wage, and harder confrontation on the banks, on Wall Street, what of those 3 do you think Hillary Clinton might be most likely to take up in her administration?
Well, the one that's closest to her center of core beliefs would be raising the minimum wage and attacking that specific problem, which has, you know, generated so many households in this country who are below the poverty level. The other two, she's got some challenges because they conflict with some of her other constituencies. While there's just a greater need for dealing with financial institution reform, given her Wall Street support as a candidate and as a president, that's a little tougher for her. In terms of globalization, she's got to refute the first president, Clinton.
Would you say that's enough for the Sanders movement, for Hillary Clinton to say, all right, we're going to do living wage, the rest we'll just have to wait?
Well, as someone who's supported Senator Sanders from his beginning and his first announcements, you know, if I'm in a position of supporting Hillary Clinton, I would not be satisfied. I'd support her as a candidate, but in terms of satisfaction, no, it's got to go a lot further than the minimum wage. There has to be a fundamental restructuring of economic power in this country.
So how's that going to take place? And if we're talking about winning in November for the Democrats, at some point, Bernie Sanders is going to have to make a decision. What would you advise that decision to be, Mayor Soglin?
I'm in no position to advise Senator Sanders on something of that magnitude. From my own seat, you know, as a mayor, what I'm looking at is much more, though, than raising the minimum wage. It has to do with the availability of jobs. It's not going to do anyone good any good if there's a 15 or an 18-hour minimum wage and there's no job, that there's no retirement plan. That has to be the core of any essential change.
Except I guess what I'm asking is, where do the people of communities like yours and, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, you've stressed on a number of occasions, is a diverse community politically and otherwise, but nevertheless, it is like other communities like Berkeley, California, like Tacoma Park, Maryland, for instance, that are associated with the very progressive wing of the Democratic Party, if not just the progressive wing of politics in America. Where do they go if the campaign were to end today with this sort of ending? Hillary Clinton kind of takes it all.
If the campaign ends with Hillary Clinton as the nominee and Donald Trump representing the Republican Party, there's no question that everyone votes for Hillary Clinton. But what I think is critical is that after she takes office, the examination of her policies, the criticism, is not going to end.
Do you have your hotel room in Philadelphia?
Have not yet, but we'll get around to it.
Mayor Paul Soglin is the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.